Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that there used to be a time when man used to leave home for earning. Women used to say, keep fearing Allah with regard to our matters. Do not earn haram. We can bear hunger, but not the punishment of hellfire. What an era it was. And if today man does not earn, women make his life difficult. If they don't have carpet, they complain. If furniture is not changed, they start mourning. If house needs painting, they start complaining. If they don't get new clothes, they make fuss. Man becomes exhausted in fulfilling their needs and wishes, but their wishes don't come to an end. Yes, this is what we see and hear around us. And today, in this day and age, many people, they do not have sound source of income. They don't have any savings. It is hard to find jobs. People are jobless. I would like to request all my Islamic sisters, humble request. Please try to reduce your wishes. Try to minimize them as much as you can. If it is possible, kill them. Your cosmetic expenses are very high. Your kitchen expenses are also very high. In kitchen, there are many things if you don't buy, you can still survive. And also try to reduce expenses relating kids shopping. And as far as wishes are concerned, I think you should try to minus them as much as possible. And the reason behind this advice is to reduce pressure on man who is earning for family. And he will not go towards haram. And try to enjoy with whatever you have. So members of the household should try to live within the limits of their earnings. And they should not indirectly force their husband to earn haram through bribery, interest and dishonesty. Here specifically, women can play their role. Wife, daughters, sons, kids, they can play their part. Because when they express their wishes and demands, then father goes towards haram earnings. He gets involved in lying, in bribery, takes loan or interest in order to meet family expenses. I give you another advice. You do rebudgeting. Every second, third or fourth month, try and do budgeting. And remember, do not quarrel. Because quarreling will never bring barakah and blessing in your house. Unity is a strength. If you keep on taunting and mourning that we don't have anything at home, nothing at all, this is not going to solve anything. Rather, it will cause destruction. Peace will also depart. If you try to act upon what I'm saying, inshallah, you'll have peace in your house. And you'll be able to enjoy a few happy days in your life, even in less earnings, with love and prosperity, inshallah.